News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, a 20-year-old Carla woman has arrived home potentially cancer-free after receiving treatment in Texas following a diagnosis back in 2015. People might remember her name, Chantelle Tynan. Her story went viral following her plea to the public to help fundraise for the treatment. She described it at the time as her last chance at life. Well, joining me on the line, I'm delighted to say, is Chantelle's grandmother, Evelyn Tynan. Evelyn, I've got to start with a question that the answer seems obvious to, but I'll ask it anyway. You must be absolutely over the moon.
Yeah, we're delighted. It's after being a tough 2 years not seeing her, and it's great to have her home. She's cancer-free at the moment, but for the next 5 years, she'll be still on treatment and undergoing treatment back and forth to Texas. But we're glad to have her home. Okay.
How hopeful were you? Because I suppose it's always the question mark over, you know, when people fundraise and go after these experimental treatments that, you know, that they're experimental for a reason, that they don't know how successful they're going to be.
I know. It was very tough, I can tell you, especially for me. At one stage, I didn't think that Chantelle would see her 21st birthday. And it was very, very hard on me. I went through a tough time, especially when I couldn't go over to see her, you know, because of my own illnesses. But at the same time, she's back now and, you know, she's okay. And please God that it won't act up again. And, you know, we're just hopeful that everything will remain stable for her, you know.
You mentioned that you couldn't visit her because some people who do this, you know, they fundraise and then they just go over for the treatment and back. But it was a much bigger undertaking, wasn't it, for Chantelle and for your daughter, her mother as well? The whole family moved over, didn't they?
They had to move over in the end, yeah. They didn't think, like, they thought at first, like, it would be just, you know, a couple of months or a year maybe. But it ended up that they actually had to set up home over there, you know, kind of, because they had to, Leona had to come back and forth all the time with the children and that, you know, and it was hard on Chantelle, but there was very good people going over to stay with her, like, and Leona's partner's mother was brilliant, and she went over as much as she could, and it was hard on me because, you know, I felt, even though I could FaceTime her, I felt I was no good here, if you know what I mean, and it was very, very hard on me.
How is it going to feel when you finally see her? Because you haven't seen her yet. When are you going to see her?
I'm going to see her this evening. And I'm very excited about it because she was my firstborn grandchild. And we had such a special bond, you know. And I'm very, very excited to see her.
Yeah, and I'm sure she's excited to see you too. You must, I suppose, have a word of thanks for the public because Chantelle was able to do this because of the fundraising.
You know what? The public have been fantastic. And I'll tell you, there's good people out there and may it continue. And hopefully one day we can do the same back because I'll tell you, only for the people of Ireland and wherever, we would be lost. And that's being honest with you.
700,000, nearly €750,000 euro was raised for her. Were you surprised that much money was raised?
Well, we were because we were all very stressed out and emotional because we were saying, where are we going to get this funding? And you know, nobody was willing to fund her, you know. And Chantelle herself, we were all sitting there crying and I came home and Chantelle herself went up to her bedroom and she just made the appeal herself. And, it was just unbelievable the way the reaction from it.
Yeah,
you know,
look,
it's just supposed to show you that people do care, you know, and you're never alone.
No, that's very well said. And look, we wish you the absolute best of luck tonight. Sure it'll be amazing to see Chantelle. And it's an amazing story. And fingers crossed for her over the next few years.
I'll tell you, we're so grateful to everybody. And we do appreciate everything. And Chantel, please God, will remain cancer-free. She will be back in Texas in February. And she's on oral treatment for the next 5 years, you know. So she's not completely out of the woods, but at the moment there's no cancer active at the moment, and please God it will stay that way, fingers crossed. And I just want to say a million thanks to everybody who supported my grandchild.
Yeah, hear, hear. Evelyn, thanks a million for speaking to us this morning. And we wish Chantal, as I said, the absolute very best of luck in the future. That is Evelyn Tynan, who's Chantal Tynan's grandmother. Chantal just home from the States, where she's potentially cancer-free after getting that experimental treatment in Texas following a diagnosis in 2015. Back in a moment.